Okay, here we are at the core line. This is the machine that works the low back muscles. And personally, I was in a car accident in my early 20s, and this really was a lifesaver for me, as it was for many of our members here. So right now, what I'm going to do is talk you through with Vince how to do this exercise properly. If you notice that Vince has just finished buckling himself up, and the reason why we have him buckle across his thighs and across his hips is to stabilize his legs and also his hips so that it doesn't turn it into a hip extension versus a back extension, which is what we want to do. We want to work those erectae spinae muscles. If you could bring your arms across your chest, very nice, and slowly, as you exhale, extend the spine all the way back, keeping the neck in a neutral position. He's looking, his eyes are forward, looking straight ahead. And then inhale as you come forward. Again, it's the same thing in all the machines. As you exhale, you lift the weight and the dial goes up. If you're not sure, just look at the dial and then you'll know when to breathe out. And inhale as you lower. And again, just look at the dial or the weight stack as you lower. Very nice. And it's a three count up and a three count down. There's no change. Equal emphasis on both sides. But what's noticeable about this is it's nice and smooth and continuous. All right, there's no jerking movements on this one either. And it's important to keep your neck out of this exercise and to really truly isolate the low back muscles.